smoke too. This is classic beginning.
This fucking guy.
Alright, God.
Welcome back to Mayhem Misdemeanors and Debauchery on another episode here. This time, Justin has some topics. I'm Scott, pre-written down topics.
I have topics all day.
I'm Scott, here with Justin. And, unknown.
Unknown, yeah. Mystery here, man.
Unknown man. All right.
Green screen.
Yeah, green screen.
Fuck is that? Anyway. Well, I just got back from the fucking carnival, and what a letdown that was. Brandon, you didn't miss anything.
Yep.
Or I
brought
should
to
say,
you
Dave,
by
you did not miss anything
What used
either.
To be redneck carnivals, now it's all fucking...
You
it's,
got a
it's
redneck
nigger,
standard
down
there.
It's nigger.
It's not even that bad.
It is.
No.
It is. That
it's
thing was,
that
it was like 50 shades of
nigger.
No,
it's always been bad.
I'm not talking about freaking black people.
Oh.
It wasn't that bad in that sense. It was just...
Mexicans.
Dude,
there was some Indians there, too.
No. Imagine, like, SJWs. They were everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, there was a bunch
millennial.
Of fucking dykes.
Yeah, of course.
There was a bunch of fucking faggots.
Surprised they ain't going around
and
with the fucking rainbow flag.
I was just, like,
kind of
walking around, like...
I hate that they took my birthday month over with that fucking shit.
Yeah,
dude.
Yo, birthday.
I would have taken Black History Month over what they did this month.
Can you imagine Black History Month? They gave them the shortest month of the fucking year. These faggots got June. What kind of shit is that? That's some fucking bullshit. I would say.
Well, yeah, they came up with their mind. Gay, not gay, fucking what gender they are, all kinds of fucked up shit. All right. Well, what are we starting with here?
We're starting with your mom, as we always do.
All right.
Here she comes. She's fully naked. Come in here, Justin. Oh, I'm banging her. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Bye.
Don't worry. It's going to be like 30 seconds.
Oh,
it's going to be bad.
There it is. Banging it hard. Let's see what... Here my fucking cowboy hat on.
Yeah, you look like a fucking sunflower douchebag.
No, I'm tending to my garden.
Yeah.
You look like a country fried cunt. Or piss Scott off even more, a country fried cunt.
Country fried, fuck you, John.
Motherfucker.
Alright, what's the scoop, Mr. fucking topic, man?
Yeah,
he's
I got
topics. Topics here, let's do it.
Alright. First topic.
What the fuck did you write that on your schedule?
No, it was on a thing for work for inventory.
A fucking menu from Denny's?
Yeah.
Fat fuck?
Yeah.
Jenny Craig ass, weight loss ass,
Jenny
fat
Craig not
ass.
Using ass,
we
broke ass, slim fast not buying ass, motherfucker. You broke, haha. You're fat, haha. Look, lose some weight and get money.
Fat ha-ha. Tits.
All right. You got countries you want to visit and why.
That's down.
Ireland.
Ireland was one of my choices.
It's beautiful.
As well. Right.
It's a country
that is what...
my heritage.
Awesome drinks.
Japan as well. I'd love
yes.
to visit Japan. And that's about it, I guess. That's about it.
I'd like
really.
To go to Italy.
I'd like to go all over the place.
I heard they got really
mean...
good. They got really good scenery there. Like, same thing with Ireland.
What about you, unknown man?
Yeah.
You rebel man. I'm going
to
call you
American motherfuckers. I don't need to leave America, all right?
I agree.
I don't need to leave the South, all right? The South will rise again.
I will not leave the South.
Alabama, keep it up.
I would never fucking live anywhere else
no,
other
right,
than this
right.
country. But I had a guy at work try to talk to me. He was like, dude, Canada's so good. It's the best.
You know what's wrong with Canada? They got Canadians.
I was
right?
like,
that's what it is.
I was like, what's good up there? And he goes, and he starts talking about gun law. Like, this, like, he's real faggot when it comes to politics. Like, and he goes, when someone dies over there, it makes headline news. I'm like, what, someone get run over by a fucking moose? And they die? Canada sucks! And he goes, and he's just like,
how'd you know?
Fuck, man. It's just... I was like, look, man, Canada, it's a beautiful country. It looks really nice. I would live there as far as the weather. I like the north. I don't like... Hot weather. I like cold.
Just move to Montana. It's the same thing.
Man, I will South move Dakota. To fucking Montana or Maine or something.
Right.
Fuck them all. I hate the heat. I hate insects. I fucking hate it. A gnat flew into my fucking ear.
You hate fucking Canada. Think about it, how bad Alaska's bug problem is. I know you don't. You know you just Joe Rogan and shit. They said they went and moved something up there. They weren't out 5 fucking minutes, and they seen clouds of mosquitoes and shit.
Right, right. Well, they're only around for so long because of the weather. So.
Maybe.
Yeah, Maine. I'll fucking move to Maine.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking. It's a lot of water.
Brandon's trying to get me to go to the fucking Texas, thing. Damn it. And as great as that state may be, it's hot. I don't want to fucking. I don't like the heat. Fuck the heat, right. Dude. Fuck
this
summer.
Vessel can't hold that much heat.
I can't hold it.
He'll burn what soul he has not left.
Yeah, I'm fucked, right. Dude.
Dream job.
Rim job.
Dream rim. Job.
Oh.
Not, yeah, rim job. You want water? What's you know?
Banging your mom every day. I'm already living the dream.
Are you?
Yeah. No. Okay. Fucking rock star, dude. I just fucking like. Play in a
double
band.
Double teaming your mom.
Double teaming your mom. Me. Fucking, yeah, me and John Corey.
Me and me. No, me fuck and you.
Eiffel Towering.
Yeah.
No.
There's enough of John to cover two people. So
hey, we're tall. So. We're around the same length.
Okay, I'd probably go
you
with
didn't
like...
Say, okay, go.
I'd probably go with,
AIDS.
Like blacksmithing. I'd love to do like fucking ironworking and shit.
You barely
like,
get out of bed to go to
dude,
work.
Dude, that'd be cool as shit. I'd like
you
to do that.
Get
make
the fuck out
make
of the
weapons, you know, you fucking. Even... Me and Brent were actually just watching a bunch of shit at work with, they have a competition. A few people that are like master fucking like blacksmith.
I know, like, it's like on the History Channel.
Right, so station, we were watching yeah. that on, you know, YouTube or whatever. And I was like, damn, that's, you know, that's pretty fucking interesting. Interesting. I wanted to do it before, but to get into that would be.
Stay in Illinois and cry about the heat. I'll stay in this great state.
Actually, oh my god.
I'd smack you for saying that. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm just getting the
I bet
you're
right. in Pritzker, you piece
here's
of
what
shit.
I, yeah, I bet you just fucking blow that fat dick from Pritzker.
Shut up!
Alright. Best night out. What's the best night out that you've ever had?
Your mom, dude. Right up.
That's,
I took her out.
That's not
dinner.
Even out. That's going. That's
yeah,
going.
No, I took her out. It was a good night.
Was it?
Yeah, yeah, this is probably the reason why we shouldn't have Justin ever write questions ever again. Just
no,
because
gets,
every question that he's going to ask it, between me and you is about your mom.
It gets better. It gets better. And other ones you can't answer my mom.
What are you
it's,
talking about?
Like, best night out. Best night you've ever went out and enjoyed yourself.
Oh, the best night
yeah.
I've had? It, I can't fucking... think of that already. You're crazy.
I know this is the best night I'd say is something I probably can't remember.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The best night I've had was it had to have been like moments with fucking Brandon, Dakota, and Kendall. Like those nights back in the
yeah.
day. Those were the good nights. You guys know what I'm talking about.
I burped, sorry.
I mean,
fuck,
even though it was pretty shitty, mine would probably have to be in between when Kendall came over and pissed all over the stove.
That was not a good night.
That was a pretty decent night. Other than that.
I got pissed.
Other than that.
I was mad. I was so mad.
The
pissed
second
on my
night
fucking stove.
That's tied with that one would be the night that we got all that white from Dave, you know, stuff, you know.
What are you talking about?
When we hit up Dave.
Who?
You me.
I don't know Dave.
I'm gonna kill you.
What are you talking about?
Well, the night that I hit up Dave, let's say that, I guess, is, whatever reasons. But went out to the bar, had some really good times out there. Apparently by myself, you know, because Scott's a fucking ghost, I guess.
What is going on here? What is happening? People, good lord, we actually got who's Jesse Spears?
That's Diggy.
You don't know him.
You don't know him.
I only know him a little bit, so.
Cheers.
Cheers, boys!
He's never on here, so.
Alright, bah! Here's one.
Are you not, I didn't even get to answer.
Well, you kind of did. You were like, I don't remember
what's your
night.
Best night?
Yeah. What is it? Mystery
so
man?
That one mystery pill worked in that chick's drink. That was pretty good night.
Sounds like a good fucking night, I tell you.
Yeah.
Was she talking too much, or you wanted to take her home? Or out to the truck and then leave her.
Both.
No. All right, Dave.
What?
Fuck's sakes. I got him a Rebel face mask,
But he put it all the way over his fucking face like an asshole, not even wearing it right.
If they don't know me by neck down, there's something wrong with
it. Yeah. No, he knows. He said, John Corey, is that a... He said, is that a Black Label Society horse mask?
No, dude, look. It's a foreskin.
Oh, you're fucked. Good Lord, man. Here's one. This is one I actually thought. The first few ones, I was kind of like, okay, random ideas we're going to think of. This one. Find out you have Alzheimer's or
dementia.
You know, it's both mind-altering, like your shit's going down the drain.
What is actually the... What?
Alzheimer's, you lose your long-term, short-term memory. Dementia is just where you're kind of like...
All over the place.
There's fucking flies in my eyes, you know,
yeah,
or some shit like that.
Alzheimer's.
No. Not a choice between. You have one or the other, because some people do make the
comparison. I'll take dementia all fucking day.
Do you keep it going or do you stop? Do you end it?
What?
Kill yourself?
Do you keep going?
He's gonna say keep going.
Okay.
You're too religious to kill yourself.
Right. I've lived through somebody with Alzheimer's, and I know right off the bat I would kill myself. Sorry for everybody watching.
That's why I picked dementia.
But even dementia, it's the same. Dementia's not too far off from Alzheimer's.
No, because by the time I start seeing, because it's going to be like a fucking constant trip, you know.
I mean, at that point,
the raptors feed me burgers in the nighttime. What the fuck is that bitch on about?
All right,
there's a giant fucking rooster feeding me.
Civil War breaks out. You in or out?
I'm in. Look at this fucking guy. He's in. Look at what he's wearing. He's in,
don't,
brother.
Don't assume my fucking occupational fucking whatever this is. I'm actually Jewish. I fucking belong to the fucking motherland, you know.
Yeah, John's actually black, but you know.
Albino.
Oh, dude, alright.
He has that, what was that skin fucking
pigment
thing?
Yeah. Fucking, my pigments fell. Failed.
Oh, God. Let's see here.
What are you?
Yeah, I'm ready for Texas, babe. I'm fucking coming in hot.
He's gonna get made fun of from
you
all the
Texas. You look like Woody, but not Andy's toy, his mom's toy. You're the snake in her boot.
His mom probably put the plastic hat on him as a toy.
What?
Probably took some Mr. Potato Head attachments.
Shut up!
Put Mr. Potato Head's lips on the end of it.
No, it's Mr. Potato Head's arm, so it curves into the bottom. You just get that 5 right there, itching your asshole.
Scott.
Where the fuck's Scott go?
Get a drink.
Alright. Yeah. Here's one here. Wanted guns for your collection.
Fuck me, I guess.
You got some. You have ideas, probably.
No, I was sitting there like, dude, I didn't even answer like the past three
questions. Fucking get in on it, then.
You move on every time.
Yeah, dick back. I just gave, like, literally 2 minutes of there.
What's
of, like,
the question?
It was Civil War thing for him.
He doesn't want to say anything on camera.
Mercenary now.
He doesn't want to be on a blacklist.
So wait, mercenary, like, whoever's giving you the most?
They're going to pay me for these hands, all right?
So you said whoever's going to give you the most.
Pretty much.
So you're telling me right now the liberals decided to offer you
$1 billion. I'm thinking the great fucking and only Civil War.
I'm talking the next Civil War.
Yeah. Why the fuck would I say the liberals are?
Well, you just said mercenaries. I mean, if that would still stand the same.
Who knows? Maybe
they probably
fucking,
have.
Maybe them
they might
rich,
have the most money.
Rich right side, right side motherfuckers have like gold bars they can pay me on.
Yeah. Gold isn't going to lose value unless, you know, for some reason it becomes, you know, useless, which probably
is
at some point.
Concrete is low value. Fuck, dude.
Wanted guns for collection. What guns? Like, think of like one or two or whatever off the top of your head.
What was the one gun you want for your collection you have to have? In other words.
One?
Yeah, one.
Okay, you're narrowing it down. The one gun I would want for my collection? Oh, boy. I would like, I don't know, shit. Anybody else fucking think of
World
one?
War
I'm
II
still thinking here.
Huh?
World War II flamethrower.
That would be pretty
that's
tight.
A good one.
That'd be
what
decent.
What about you?
Yeah.
I'm still going with like a fucking long barrel 357. Chrome.
Kunin. The Kunin 357.
Alright.
Semi-automatic 357.
Oh, that's the Rhino I'm thinking.
No, the Rhino is like
Rhino's
the...
Rhino's a squared piece of shit.
Yeah. Alright, let me...
They kind of fucking ruined that gun thanks to Suicide Squad. That could have been an interesting gun until they put it in that movie.
Oh, shit.
Oh, for fuck's sakes, dude.
They said they'll fucking open that drink.
You set it down right next to my fucking foot. It was like right here. I turned.
You're just as your fucking kid. You motherfucker.
Shit.
I don't want no damn flamingos.
Who the fuck are you talking about flamingos, Scott? Shit.
You tell...
Because, dude.
All right, flamingos.
So all right, let me tell the flamingo story, for God's sakes. Helping Brandon move, him and his family, right?
What are you drinking, John?
You're an ass. You know that? Anyway,
man,
I was helping him move, and, like, we filled up the truck all the way. We had to get another truck because, like, there was so much stuff. But the end of the first or second day, we're, like, at the very end, and, like, there's this, like, flamingo yard ornament. It's like this tall. And I'm like, and it was just making me mad. I'm like, why do we need this? Like, you know, we're like packed to the rim. You know, there's so much stuff. And I was so mad. I was like, now, like, because we got the essentials in there. Now we're just throwing, like,
random shit.
I think unnecessary stuff. And this flamingo's out there. I was like, are we throwing this away? They're like, no. Why not? This thing so was done.
Like,
this is an eyesore.
Was it like just a piece of plastic?
It was like a metal, like
an actual.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Why
yeah.
is this flamingo matter? Well, it was.
My grandma's. So I put it in there, and I always like kind of like you know mentioned it like this is just
idiotic.
Dang old flamingo, God, good lord. So now they always try to like she throws like flamingos in my face.
Who's she? Who's saying? Who's
Brandon's mom.
All right.
And I'm like, no!
All right.
Get the flamingo out of here!
There's one. And this is directly because John got me to watch fucking Sopranos.
For the main fuck's reason why. Sakes.
Chance to be in the mob.
Fucking regret.
Chance that. To be in the mob, yes or no?
What do you mean? I'm the mob? Or what?
The
what
mob. Like, we're talking
yes,
fucking
I
Italian,
would.
The family, fucking, you know.
I want money, and I would never get out. Because you know why? I know I'll never settle down. I'll stay in the mob forever till I die. Give me all the money, give me all the stuff.
Well, being in the mob doesn't mean that you can't settle down. Look at all the fucking people in there. They got families and shit.
I would join a mob. Like, an organization like that.
Ride with the mob. And
you probably have more fun the 1940s, 1960s.
Probably, because
type
there was...
mafia.
Right.
Right? Because that's that old school shit. That's that Godfather shit. But...
just blood.
So yeah.
No. If I did, it had to be.
Shoo! Flaming
the Aryan Brotherhood now.
The Aryan Brother, the only right one.
The White Knights of the KKK. Now, probably the BFM.
Dave said.
The Black Family Mafia.
No. She sent me a
Who?
Justin's mom sent me, or Brandon's mom sent me Snapchat. That is a freaking flamingo. She needs to get out of here with that bull. I don't want to look at it.
Because I know them motherfuckers, they make a lot of fucking money doing what they
do. No, they're doing a lot of shit that a lot of people didn't want to do, get into. So
they said he saw that they have a new High Point out. He saw an episode of the first 48 and a guy got killed because it malfunctioned.
Yeah, so I mean, if you want to commit, you know, social suicide, then just buy the High Point and have
why
it backfire.
The High Point ain't that bad of a freaking gun. I'm telling
no,
you.
And dude, you're gonna
I wouldn't want one, but I mean, it's
that's the
not
thing, though.
That bad.
High Point starting off, you have to put so many rounds downrange with that thing before it becomes a decent gun that you can buy around. I will kill you.
That's but, what the fight's not gonna look like.
Yeah.
Just so everybody knows.
Okay,
oh, yeah,
so here's one.
Because I'm gonna knock his ass out.
You can take one
shoot thing.
You can take one thing away from humanity. What are you taking away from?
Gay people. AIDS. I don't know. blacks.
Black.
Right. Black people.
Hell yes.
Hell yeah.
What are you talking about from people? You need to explain here.
From all of humanity, like a trait or a fucking characteristic of humanity. What are you taking away from them? Good, bad, doesn't matter.
You fucking tell me. Obviously, yeah, you gotta...
Ability to lie.
That's dumb.
Ability to lie.
That is kind of dumb.
Politicians, right off the bat, you'd have the most honest fucking politicians.
Well, it's like this. If you
vote
for
who you wanted to.
Oh my god, you're such an asshole. If you took off the ability to lie, your ass would never get laid.
Shit.
Oh!
Dude, I get laid just all
to be
of
like,
this.
I
all of this.
Is that why you've been on like a
all
fucking year and a half dry
streak? Yeah, I mean, it would be a dry. I've had dry streaks before, but then, Scott remembers, man. I had bitches over top all the time. I was drowning in pussy.
Scott, how you? Were those like 16-year-old type pussies?
Yeah, yeah. Watch ass Dan whenever, you know, I banged that broad in his bed and he got mad. Yeah. That fucking liberal cocksucker.
That's to you, Dan.
Yeah. Fuck you, Dan.
You fucking Bernie-supporting
fucking...
That was
fucking fat.
He's about a...
Loser son of a bitch.
He's about a Steven as fucking
Socialist
Pritzker
cocksucker.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me steal money from my friends and then act like we're okay.
Well, I mean, you gotta share, man. That's the socialist
idea,
right?
Yeah.
You gotta fucking share.
Maybe loan me $1,000
no,
right now.
No, no. That's what I told him. I said...
Not you, Dan.
No, I said, hey, Dan, we had an argument. I said, man, I'm really short on money right now. I'm kind of bumming. I was like, are you going to help, you know, support me and my son? He's like, oh, he didn't even respond to that. I will kick you in the knee, and you won't even be able to fight.
No, you're still fighting even with a broken hand.
Yeah, I don't have a cast on. I just got to get a wallop in, and then he's going to knock me the fuck
Here's
out.
Here's one. Science or religion? What is halting the other's progress more?
What was the last question? I don't even remember what the fuck it was.
Oh, one thing you take away from Handy. I forgot.
Yeah,
say your shit. It's supposed
to
be like...
He didn't say his either.
Say your shit, Scott. It's supposed to be a few minutes per subject.
I told you, black people. Get rid of
blacks. Okay.
Damn.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Niggers. We don't want no niggers in here.
Best fucking food, dude. I wouldn't take
bad Yeah, yeah, yeah. They make good food and they have some good music.
And 0 points with my high point out of the box.
Brandon says. Fuck, man. I'd get rid of,
Billy to lie. Shut the fuck up.
Well, that's...
That's so dumb.
What?
Ability to lie.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Not you. What was you...
No,
you
I mean, about? I agree.
Yeah.
No, I didn't... I'm trying to think.
Not even much you fucking lie. Even a little white... You can't even... It's
the
thing.
Well, that's the thing, though. Honestly, most people are better off with hearing the
okay.
shit right off the bat.
Think about half our stories that we'd fucking tell. They wouldn't be funny, like, at all, because you exaggerate. Exaggerating is a part of lying.
Kinda. I mean, you're still saying the truth, but you're taking... You're putting a story to it, so it's not lying. It's just...
All right, so what's your
end part.
Before I punch Justin for being... trying to ruin the fucking world.
Oh, man. This is a doozy. Really, it is.
Good question,
would you take your horse down to the old town
road? I would take the horse down to the old town road, bro. Let me tell you.
God.
Oh, all the fucking 13-year-old twats are gonna love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the fucking little kids, little cocksuckers. I would take away. Shit, dude. Ignorance. I'll take it away. How about that? Get rid of that. That's better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
ignorance
is
bliss also, so you're taking out of the best shit you fucking want.
I mean, it's
just... You're studying
I mean,
on
you
a
got
fucking
me on the
diet,
spot here.
You're
like,
you know,
like, we're at a standstill, and you're fucking... There. Bam. Now yours. Go.
Let's see.
What do you want, you fucking psychopath with your mask? Fuck,
there's a fucking way to word this, and it's... You said ignorance. It's something like that. Jesus. Fucking Christ.
Scott just shit his pants and passed out. Don't worry. Sorry, the passing out might have came first, then he shit himself.
Yeah, just to evacuate my bowels.
Well, actually, check that back. Scott might not have passed out. He might have died and just to release
the
alien, nigga.
That's it. The internet.
Holy shit.
The internet?
The internet.
Really?
Yeah.
You take the internet away.
Take the internet away.
For what reason?
Because I think we were better off between like 95... On back, think about it. We never had as many problems as we did now.
I mean, shit,
we still live in the era of fucking the internet's still growing.
I think one thing you should take away, it wouldn't be the internet. I think it would go along the lines of fucking like social websites.
Okay, the internet.
Facebook. Because the internet's still good. Being able to look shit up without having to go and read a book for 3 hours.
Eventually, it
Kilmer would be... says you got fat.
Who?
Kilmer.
Kilmer?
Oh, Ashley. Hey, you listen here, you Texas motherfucker.
Kilmer says you got fat.
Yeah. No, I've actually, give or take, I've probably put on about 40 pounds. Flipping but flip. I've lost weight as well. I'm going
flip them.
I'm going to flip your ass, motherfucker.
Dude, tell you what.
Yeah, no, I take the internet away. Like I said, no, if we just...
I also blame mostly having a fucking kid.
If we stopped at 95...
Because I don't waste food, and if they eat fucking...
And we just had all the
They don't eat what they eat,
them,
I eat
just
it.
Just no internet. We still had, like, a damn good space program, all that shit. But, and this is the whole world, not just, like, USA.
Yeah.
So, you wouldn't have as much bullshit you could go through. You'd still have, find a way to have communication, but not where everyone's got to voice their fucking opinion.
Yeah.
Type shit.
So, I mean, you're still basically, at that point, you're going to have, like, newspapers, you're going to have fucking...
Okay, but that's information, but it's not as fucking thorough. Thorough's a bad word for it, because thoroughness is good.
I mean,
but
the thing
is...
it's
more or less like...
The reason...
Again, not everyone needs to fucking
right.
throw their opinion.
I mean, the reason why
if,
I like...
About it, if we didn't have the fucking... If have so many people throwing their fucking opinion, we wouldn't have these fucking Antifa cocksuckers and all that. We'd still have college kids from, like, fucking the 90s, how they acted then.
I still right? think we would... Honest, I still think we would have the same. Because, I mean, honestly, the newspaper is so controlled, depending on who's publishing it, what company is, you're going to have a few... It's just like social media, except... One person's going to be like, okay, I'm going to go buy this newspaper because
okay, but
this
like,
is what they're for.
Who the fuck reads the newspaper half the time anymore?
If you don't have internet, you're going to have fucking newspapers. That's what it's still going to be big. Newspapers are going to be the current thing, you know? Books and newspapers. You want to have people listening to audiobooks or fucking social media statuses and shit?
All right, think about it like this. How many people are nowadays informed? Woke, as they say, informed.
I mean,
compared to the people back then.
Right. Well, I mean, even then, it was only people who have debates, it would be, and everybody didn't know everything. It's like, well, okay, you spent your whole life studying this one thing, and that's what you're informed in. Now it can be multiple things, you know, but I mean, some people.
But they're not
going
to go to a fucking paper and get, you know, that's it.
I mean, it all depends. If they publish an article or whatever.
But you're not
going to
see everyone's,
you know.
All right, this is one guy's opinion. Oh, you can be like, oh, that guy's full of bullshit and move on with your fucking life.
Right. I mean, but I mean, depending on how big it is, you'll still have people protesting. You still have this, you have that. I mean, the only good thing about the internet is I guess it would take away some of the rights people have got lately, because I mean, that's mainly where it came from.
It's not even like it's not even right. It's still Second Amendment or First Amendment speech shit.
No, I'm not talking about that.
But
I'm talking about
just,
like gay marriage.
It's like
that.
It's like
that
if the internet.
Bullshit,
it's not taken away. It's like as if the internet didn't fucking exist. We'd still be stuck what we're doing then, which I'd be fine with. We'd have cell phones, but we wouldn't have fucking connection like we do now.
Right, right.
Where we live our lives in our fucking
phones.
Okay.
Yeah.
And don't do anything else. You know, shit like this. Yeah. So. Yeah. Scott's pooping, everybody.
Yeah.
He's making a sissy.
Yep, making a sissy. He's sitting down.
He's got a poop. He's sitting when he pees.
Yep. He just said shut the fuck up for everybody who didn't hear.
That sure picked it up. I don't know about that one. That thing picks up fucking decent.
Does it?
Yeah, well, when we first did that episode, he was in there and he was talking.
Oh,
we heard it play back and we heard it clear as day.
All right. Science or religion, what is halting the other's progress more?
Next.
So,
religion
to you is halting science's project more. Or, I mean, progress more.
I got many wars we fought just on because of religion.
Right. Now, think about 500 years from now, how many more wars are we going to fight for science compared to
less
religion?
Less wars, we take more fucking, because of religion, we have more wars. We take our religion, less fucking wars, more focus on technology. Boom, we're ahead of the fucking curve. 300, 400
years. Right. But I mean, you also got to think. I mean, if more had technology. I mean, would it be better technology, or would it be like world-ending technology?
I don't know.
I mean, look at most of the wars recently. They haven't been religion.
Think about any villain. All right, villain's bad because I'm not like TV villain, but any like big-time fucking terrorist group have always had like. All right.
Are we talking religion terrorism, or are we talking freedom terrorism?
talking about?
Terrorism is a big... They consider the IRA terrorists.
Okay.
Okay, I mean, in their point, they're considered freedom fighters.
Yeah.
Theirs isn't really based on... It's more based on rights. We should be able to live in our fucking country how we want to. Not really religious. I mean, it is part of it because the Irish are religious for the most part. But...
Okay, but
are we considering it, like, how it is with, like, jihad and shit? You know, where they're like, we want Sharia law. We want it to be exactly religion. Or are we talking all wars that are like George Bush saying... Under God's rights, we need to go to Iraq.
Break out without while religion is gone is probably terrorism. That's even that whatever terrorism that doesn't require religion, which there's not much, which would be political terrorists. And I don't see how we would have to go to war with a political terrorist. That the only time we'd have to worry about is if they actually take over the fucking their country. All right. So think about it. I mean, yeah, we went to war because of a terrorist attack, 9/11, and they thought they'd all get going to heaven. You know, one way or another, has a religious connection. They take the whole religion out. You're not going to fucking get the same guys to do that shit. They're not going to have the same backing.
Well,
they think they're doing God's work is what it is.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's a small percentage probably, though. More of it's patriotism
at
that point.
So you think it's actually like just terrorists that are there for just world domination?
Well, I mean, there's still probably people out there. If you take religion away, somebody will still find something to bitch about. They'll still say, well, I don't like you. It's human fucking...
It's fuel as well.
Right. It's, you know, I don't like you because
of
this. You
think they'll find another fucking fuel?
If it isn't about Jesus or fucking Muhammad or whatever the fuck it's going to be about.
Muhammad.
It's going to be about fucking, I don't, the sky's green. No, it's blue. Like, it's, I mean, it's always going to be a reason to have a war, if even if it wasn't for religion.
I'll tell you what y'all are about to have war of. The flat earthers versus the fucking circle fucks. That's your new name, that was a
fucking
circle fuck.
Flat
Earth. Earth is flat! I'm telling you. If anybody on there don't fucking agree.
Nobody on there is going to believe because they're fucking it. They're sane. That's what they are. They're common sense
you
folk.
You call them sane. They're just not woke enough.
Woke enough.
They're just not there yet.
The fuck out. There's so many things that Flat Earth cannot explain. That circle, like the fucking the, actually being a circle, a globe.
Makes no sense. Why?
What do you mean? Coriolis effect.
No.
How does that happen?
If it was fucking circular, I could shoot through that wall and go out into space.
What do you mean? It was, no, it has to follow. Gravity keeps shit down.
That's nothing. There's
okay.
A,
okay.
All
without,
gravity is a fucking machine
without,
in its core.
Right.
It's pulling you.
Without the Coriolis effect,
the iron in your fucking blood. It works like a magnet, and it keeps you to the ground.
No, no, yes. There's no way. No.
Yes.
We don't have enough on us
draw.
To keep it down.
Bam!
To keep us down. No, the Coriolis effect. Is, okay,
what
so let's say
here, baby?
Flat Earth, if you went with that, if you fired a bullet, it would keep going straight until it hit nothing. Or the ice wall, or whatever the fuck you guys believe in. When it comes to that.
Yeah, the Earth is flat. If I shot through there, it's going to go and hit everything until it stops.
Until it stops.
If it's
what happens
circle,
if there's nothing
shoot,
to stop?
It's going to go through something and fucking go off the fucking world.
Let's say if you find a point on Earth that there's nothing blocking it. Where's the bullet going to go? Because you believe in drop. You believe... No, in your Earth.
Oh, Dave said the internet should be taken away along with the media. Then we'd have
I would.
A good world.
See? There it is. Dave's got my back. Fuck you, tits.
I still... Media would be a bigger one than the internet. I think the internet would still be better to have
again,
than media.
But most of fucking media.
I don't like your hat being backwards, Justin, because you're a faggot.
Who said that?
Mike Hamill.
from what fuck you, Mike?
He didn't say the faggot part, but he said he didn't like your butt. Anyway.
What do you want, Brandon forward?
Said your gut is flat, John.
What?
Your gut is flat?
No,
because this can prove that Earth's fucking round. Because John's fucking fat gut is round. It's not flat.
Explain that. You see that? That's you guys not knowing what the fucking answer for. The Earth is flat, you jackass.
Nope. All right, we're going on to the
Your
next one.
Your ass is flat. Bam!
Okay.
God, I hope Justin kills
government scams that are still happening today.
Yeah, you're lucky because you ain't going to do shit to this.
Government scam. Stop.
No.
That already happened.
And I don't want it to happen again.
Two this time. The fucking unicorn.
Yeah, the
They're
going
to fist you, Mr. Fister.
You listen to shit. Go on.
What's the question?
Government scams that are still happening today.
taxation.
That is one of them.
Brandon said that actually first. I just took that from
Well, that is one of them. That was the ones I was thinking of.
Taxation is theft!
Insurance.
Your mom!
I believe insurance is one of the highest fucking
them guys that say they got a vehicle on fucking eBay, and you go there and they steal your fucking wallets and shit. They fucking scam. Hate that shit.
It's a scam, dude.
It's a government scam. Fucking pricks.
Well, here's the thing. I just got
to know. Another one is them fucking, I want to call up in front of these fucking ladies, and we meet up at a hotel, and boom, it's a fucking cop. What the fuck is that about?
Jeez. My problem is if you go up and call a hooker, and then there's a penis, I don't like it.
That's a government scam.
Something should be done about it.
Can we refer to the last episode about two or three episodes ago and have Scott replay? I like a trainee.
Yeah, whatever. You remember that with Sarah? She asked, you know, you're sitting there, you're banging her, and all of a sudden you realize she has a dick as well? And you were like, yeah, I guess I'd just continue it, whatever.
I didn't say that.
John.
No.
John.
No.
Go back and come to the episode, Sarah's in.
What I said, I was just trying to fucking get you guys to see what your fucking thoughts on about it was. No one asked me about it at all. I did not fucking say anything.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we asked what everybody else's shit was. We were
Sarah started at all.
Because she asked it. And then she went to me, and I was like, no, fuck that. That's fucking gay and weird.
No, like, the question was, is watching it gay or not? That's all it was.
That's what it was.
Well, yeah. It's gay.
Yeah.
I never said anything.
Right.
Yeah.
It's still gay, though. It's gay. If you say it's not,
boobs.
Or if you don't agree,
but boobs.
Doesn't matter. It's
there's
gay.
More boobs.
It's gay.
What?
It's gay.
Fun. I've seen Scott's fucking, you're going again, it's gay, and I see Scott going, it took me, I was like, is his head shaking?
Dude, boobs. You get boobs?
Scott, here's the ultimate decision maker.
Come on, no boobs.
Ultimate decision maker.
Only guys with tits, alright?
Right. Ultimate decision maker.
Boobs.
Is that shit gay or not? As soon as he gives an answer, that's the end of discussion.
Well, we'll wait a few, like a minute or so, because it's going to be there's a delay.
Alright, here's what,
I ain't saying it's not gay. Motherfucker.
What do you mean? You just said it's tits.
I
want
to hear your reasoning.
It's boobs, a yes or no
shut
answer.
Up, motherfucker. What do you mean boobs?
Boobs.
Bottom.
Look, oh, yeah.
They look better on a fucking chick than they do a guy.
Here's the reasoning, dude. Let me tell you.
Scott, listen, I'm going to break your reasoning right here. Look at Justin.
Imagine me with Chelsea's tits.
No.
Huh? Yeah, imagine me.
Which I seen those today, by the way. Even worse. Look at Justin.
Yeah?
Now put breast implants, weirdly shaped breast implants.
Yeah,
on
and
his
shitty looking beard and
his
muscular
kill the beard,
face,
kill the thing, just like that.
That's gross. That's gross.
But you want to see his tits? You want to see his tits?
I'd see him if it was Justin anyway. I'd be like, Justin, show me your boobs.
But
if he had boobs, he would show them to me because he's my friend. I'd be like, show me what you're working with, bud. And he would have been like, bloop bloop.
I'm having a down day, guys. I need to see some
boobs. I need some boobs,
guys.
Come on. Let me see them.
All right. American school systems. Mainly teachers trying to force their own ideology.
You know, I hate you even more now because now you skipped Scott like twice.
What do you mean? He just answered.
What was the last one? No, because he didn't do religion or science.
Because I don't think he was in here for that one.
So
science or religion, what's halting the other's progress more?
None. Now. None. At all. If you're talking about before, religion was halting science in the Dark Ages. But now, they're not... Nothing... No. Nothing's going on now.
Or what
one is not halting
in the
other in any
what
way,
could you
shape,
imagine? What can you imagine in the future, one halting more than the other?
In the future, none.
Are you sticking to
days? Maybe science. Halting religion, because that's starting to take place.
With science, I feel now...
Everyone's starting to fucking bash religion now.
Well, right, they're bashing religion, but they're not halting it. They're not saying you can't practice it or you can't discover more religion.
Well, you know what happened back in the day? When they said, oh...
You're a witch! Hang you and burn you!
No, asshole! What they're saying back in the day, they're like... I'm just saying, everything elevates to that fucking point. Remember back in when fucking Democrats were like, oh, only abortion when it's right.
Now they're fucking praising it. They're saying, oh, yeah, abortion is a fucking rite of passage. Now right. It's a psychopath. Like, so, it escalates to that.
Right.
And
so
we'll
right
get
now,
to that fucking point.
So what do you see in the future? Which one is going to halt more? Okay. And we got the government scams that still happen. Okay. The American school systems, like, kind of like what I was showing you, the episode of the fucking Gavin McInnes.
Yes.
Okay, what do you find wrong with school systems today? Like,
Common
and that's
Core
the main
math.
Reason... Common Core math. Okay.
Yeah, Common Core is trash.
It's stupid.
It should be abolished.
Right. Like, let's all the parents here learn off the old math and then teach the new kid shit when they come and ask you what the problem is. Now you gotta go back
well,
to school and learn the whole fucking thing.
Brandon and Dakota don't have to worry about this.
Because they're gonna homeschool.
They're homeschooling.
Right. I don't have that option.
Which is the good...
I gotta fucking send the kid to school. So, mine's gonna be...
Send him off to the Thunderdome!
Yeah! Here you go! Here's a club! Go beat some people!
Welcome to the Thunderdome!
Right.
I'm gonna say... what do you think? I think what's wrong is that they don't... not all schools teach you how to fucking do shit after you graduate.
So, basically, like, basic common life shit.
You
taxes.
Have to, yeah, taxes, you bills.
Know. What did Dave say about
Dakota
the gay shit?
Said lose the hat. I thought this hat was cool.
Damn.
Wow.
Hey, you got a Texan saying it to you. Look at that shit. What do you say? Scott, you look
my
gay as fuck.
Scott wasn't laughing in your back.
You gotta pin the brims up to the side of the hat. It ain't
Social
Texas.
Security is fucked.
Yeah?
It is also a scam. Brandon says,
not a scam
not
for
gay.
The people that are getting it.
Brandon said trainees are not gay, and he likes trainees.
So either that's Scott making it up, or that's Brandon being a cocksucker.
No, Brandon likes, no, he says Brandon likes more boobs, so he likes trainees. That's what he said.
Well, why don't you say, fucking John take his shirt off and flap him in the camera for you?
I'm just kidding, he didn't say that. He's gonna fuck the ring.
Jesus! Alright, so yeah, mine's basically... You have all these teachers that are deciding, they're gonna get their students up and they're gonna fight against ICE.
What happened? What's a big message,
Dave? Oh yeah, here it goes. All right, Dave, let me.
All right, let's throw 3 days before
we
continue.
Let's open this can of worms,
yeah.
Dave. Good Lord, it's a big ass.
Yeah, it is. Jesus Christ.
You got two things to say. First off, religion have nothing to do with 9/11.
What?
We came together as America to kick everybody's ass because they came over and.
What?
With our country.
It was their religion that had
Shut
something
up.
To do with
the
it.
The second thing is, who fuck thinks this earth is flat? Have you guys not seen actual photos? this is sunrise. Oh, yeah, he's pretty much
going on about
the
that.
Lamp and then take a piece of cardboard and flopping around the light bulb and the light cuts it.
Flopping around. Yeah.
It's just, that there is just. The fucking shit you people say. No,
Brandon wants
none
to know
of
your workout
work.
Routine, John Corey.
What? What?
Your workout routine.
He beats off and eats a cheeseburger and then rubs the grease on his dick afterwards for more.
Dave says we all have nice tits, so I mean I can close out with that. I agree.
I mean, yeah. All day. Guerrilla warfare.
Fight, Dakota! No, you keep it on.
Yeah, look what I did for
keep
Mike.
It on.
Look what I did for Mike. I turned my head around. I hit like the other way. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna appease Mike.
I. Brandon, get a cowboy hat and wear it all the time, please.
Please
do that. Please.
No, he's gotta wear the chaps and everything.
Yeah, like in my,
yeah.
You know, do kind of
dude, Brandon,
shit like that. Texas,
if
guys,
you
guys,
don't,
Texas
if you don't come to Dakota at one point, you're not wearing assless chaps. Are you?
Yeah.
Are
you really Texan? Unless you wear assless chaps.
Yeah.
Wear a fucking big cowboy hat.
There's gotta be a pair of leather assless chaps.
Get Brandon, your lasso out.
Brandon's gonna squeeze into in the bedroom.
Everything's bigger than Texas.
He's gonna jump on the bed with the bedpost. He's gonna grab him. And he's gonna start doing this like fucking Texas shit on the front. He's gonna
the
start
Texas
doing,
tangle.
Yeah. He's gonna
that's
start
the,
doing
that's the move. That's the sex move.
You we want just, the bull, you're going to get the horse, baby, if you know what I mean.
You're going to get the horse, baby. All
right. But no, my school system shit is teachers coming through, and they are trying to force, one, their religious
I'm
views,
this damn head,
and two,
I'll see
how they feel about... So all these shit going on now, you see some student teachers coming forward saying, I support my Latino students, and I will help them fight against ICE. Like, they're imagining ICE coming in and just pulling students out of school. Never. You know.
They are.
We're just going to take...
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, if there's reasoning to do
no,
it.
No, but they're beating Mexicans every day.
I swear to God, Scott. Golf cut. All right.
Doing the Lord's work.
Here's one thing. Okay. The majority, if not all jobs, should be able to carry for safety. Yes. Truck drivers, delivery drivers, etc.
All should. All of them. Everyone carry. The whole fucking world. My grandma should carry every day. Everyone carry in
she
the fucking carry. World.
She carries this dick.
Now, what would you say?
Don't you look for something.
What would you say? Oh, I forgot that here.
Here, you go. Take this fucking thing.
Asshole. Talk about my grandma. Okay. She is a fucking saint.
She's a saint. I remember when she came out. What was it? That's the strip club shit.
She's saint on ease.
You nigger.
You ready? She's saint on ease.
Like ball. He's trying to let this glorious hair show for everybody else.
Yeah,
know.
I'll let it show.
Ah, Dakota's buzz.
Buzz!
Hell yeah.
Hey, ain't nobody allowed to drink on here but us.
Buzz or Buzz? Like,
she's Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear.
Well, dude, you was looking like Woody 10
yeah,
seconds ago.
Yeah, she wanted to be like you.
There's a snake in
my room. All right. So
Brandon, I was told him that he should buy a fucking cowboy hat. He goes, I'll go to the cowboy store tomorrow and buy one.
Yeah, they're everywhere, though.
It's like down the street. Yeah, they got one per block. One cowboy store.
Liquor store, gun store, cowboy store.
Here, you buy...
Brandon's like, I want a 10-gallon hat, though.
Here, you buy this hat, you get a free gun. You know?
Oh, my boy.
All right.
You buy a bottle of booze, you get a free rifle.
Is that every time?
Hell
here's
yeah.
One I thought of. This is the last one on this list. Rating systems in countries being able to limit creators in violence
man.
And other, you know, systems ratings. Like ESRB,
okay.
You know, shit like that. Do you guys think it's a fair thing to have out? Or do you think creators
yeah.
should be have, like,
I think they should have free range.
Free range to do what they
what
want.
What are we talking about?
Other ESRBs, countries, parental warnings.
You know,
do you
yeah.
think they should be allowed?
Other countries being able to ban, like, Manhunt and, you know, shit like that. Violence, you know.
Nah, fuck it. I played Manhunt when I was in 8th grade.
Right, but beginning of high school.
Am
or,
I
yeah,
fucking,
you know.
Am I murdering people on the street? No. It was a fun game. It was
now
brutal.
We know what.
It was actually brutal for me. Really, it was. Like,
I loved
especially
it.
That machete takedown.
I
where
love
he, like,
it.
Kind of slices
right.
his fucking kidneys and be like, and he does this and he goes,
that
the head.
That fucking
brutal.
Gears.
I didn't like it, but I played it. I like that.
Well,
and
let's
I,
say for this example, PUBG.
Weird.
South Korea, you and a couple other countries, but South Korea's the main one that I know of.
Sure.
It's the blue, they put that teal blood on. The ones that me and Smart use to, like, just see people easier when we hit them. It's like it's a colorblind.
Yeah,
is what they have.
Yeah.
But they only change the blood. Everything else is normal color, but the blood is, like, teal blue at this point. And they did it because violence or whatever the reason is. It's almost like Chelsea and Cole wanting Nick to not play,
do it! Fucking do it, dude! Hit him, Scott! You gotta do it! I'm not calling
him! Get him!
Just snap! Have him hit you in the stomach!
Hey, what wants for this?
Scott! Punch him in the stomach one time!
What, hard?
Just go hit him!
I don't want to hit him!
Just give him a strike! It ain't gonna hurt you! There's 16 fucking.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna let all the air out.
Are you sure? You just drink out drinks.
You're good. Come on.
Okay, alright. Well, you want me to yeah. real punch you?
Yeah, hit him.
Alright.
Don't fucking just give him a straight. You know,
just a punch.
No,
one
an
punch.
Actual punch. I mean,
yeah.
You could try, but.
No, I ain't gonna
do it for the views.
Okay, hold on.
Alright. I don't want you to
come
like,
on, come on, come on.
Fucking drinks.
Just let me get my breath out.
I ain't gonna do no running. I'll just like,
alright,
standing.
Dude, if he hits you with the side, he's gonna hit you with a side kidney shot.
It ain't gonna
be that bad. Just fucking do it.
Say no. That's all it was.
I was mainly lower.
Alright, now cock back this time.
Hey, I'm gonna get John up here and let me go at it.
Yeah.
Hey, and then John gets the turn with Scott.
Oh, dude, Scott don't want out of this fucking fist.
You ain't gonna fucking do shit.
Oh,
sit
shit.
Your fat ass down.
Damn!
Stay down!
Shit!
Oh God!
Alright, now we're just fucking good. Let's all sit down and we're dirty.
Fucking good and off. Oh shit!
Oh. I feel like Thanos in this motherfucker.
Dakota, you should drink every day just like I do.
She's like, I feel fantastic until I wake up later.
Dave says there's too many fuckery going on.
Yeah.
Who? Dave.
Too much fuckery.
My fat ass.
Dave can get some. Dave can get some.
Damn, Dave.
Listen here.
Dave's going to make you drive down here and whoop John's ass.
I'm drive.
Stronger than anybody here. And I'm stronger than Dave.
You can't get right up in that fucking Mustang.
Oh, shit.
I'll get you the business, Dave.
Stronger than Dave. Scott just called Dave out.
He can come up here in that piece of shit Mustang he calls a fucking Camaro.
Oh! Jeez.
Dave's going to murder
I'm surprised he ain't leaving right now.
He goes, Scott, you're fucked now.
He just got in the fucking car and decided to leave to come up here.
He would, too.
He's like, I'll be here
Dave,
soon.
You better
worry.
Be up here for the podcast.
7 hours, man. I'll be there.
Jeez.
Don't kill me, Dave.
Don't kill
Scott, you don't want one?
You ain't going to get none.
Alright, ready?
No.
Come on, ready!
I just, I'm gonna cough. I like
my. Oh, yeah, never mind. You throw up on me, I'll fucking kill you.
Yeah!
Perfect drink throw up on the
belly.
Alright, what do we got listing wise for you? What do you got? Because we could do this into a second episode with everybody else's.
What?
He said he's like, Dave will come up there and show your fat ass what's up.
He knows where I'm at.
That'd be a show.
You gotta aim for the face, cool. Dave. That'd he has all cool, his dude. Body just takes the blows.
You ever seen a Resident
like
Evil boss? It's like that.
Bah, bah, bah.
I got one, but I don't think Scott'll know. I seen it today. Dean posted on it.
What was it?
Oh, Dean is watching now.
Is he? Oh, he knows.
Dean. Something.
It's about a Thor. It's about Thor. Alright, I know you don't do fucking comics much.
Kind of.
But if alright. You know that no one can lift his hammer besides him.
Yes. Oh, there's a theory about
you're talking
Captain
the
America.
Secondary shit, right?
No, I'm talking. No, it was something to do with it, but it made me think. If Thor lost both of his arms and got prosthetic, could he still lift it?
Yeah, because to him the weight is nothing.
So. Yeah.
But it's not him. It's a prosthetic.
But it's him, though.
But like it's not.
It doesn't go.
It is, but it's not.
It doesn't
I believe
go.
He could.
The thing is, it doesn't hit with the hammer. It does not go off
I'm sure
of the physical
like if
being.
He was like kind of like.
It goes off
and
if
he had
worthy.
Like a fucking stick and he could like whack at it.
So
to get it closer,
I mean,
sure
you think most people that have prosthetics think this is part of me now? You know, I could take it off. I could do whatever, but I still put it back on to do everything else I do. So they consider it part of them. You know, I mean, I'm sure in your mind, if you say, "Hey, this is my arm." You could pick something up like that, you know, and be like, okay, I'm still worthy.
Oh, I mean, fuck.
Oh, I'm still worthy!
Like, all right, what was it?
If not, he'd be kicking the thing everywhere.
The Ultron one. And they were talking, like, if we put it in an elevator, it'll lift it. So I guess the elevator's worthy and shit like that. But that's what I'm thinking. If Stark...
Wait, who said they put it?
They were talking about it was a small...
No, because Thor couldn't... I mean, not Thor, the Hulk couldn't even lift it. What?
Dave said... To John Corey, I'll uppercut your belly so much that it'll knock your double chin into your head.
Call some wrinkles on that bald ass head.
Boom! It would be like,
come on. Whoop. Here you go. I got
be,
no candy for
Scott,
you,
Scott.
It's gonna
be
right.
It's gonna be the ripple effect.
Ripple effect.
No, there's no. It's solid. It's. Shirt bunches up, that's about it.
You didn't hit hard enough. You don't have the fucking strength that Dave has.
Dave has the beating up all the niggers in the front yard strength. You hear me, Scott?
What?
So Dave got the beating up all the niggers in the front yard strength?
Yeah, Dave already beat up all the black people in Grant.
You don't need to be afraid anymore. They're gone.
We're going to have to be up tomorrow.
You still got, is this your list?
No, that's all the old ones.
Oh, the old ones?
Yeah.
How about this? Right here.
Sorry, when I got a fucking, a sudden, hey, we're shooting tonight. Surprise.
Well, I mean, yeah, what, were you going to think about them all tonight?
Who's watching? This is all for you. Here you go. Cheers, guys.
Fuck you, Scott. Guess what finger's underneath here?
Yeah. Only the middle one. And that's how I'm going to fight. Just have this one in there. Yeah.
Scott, you got anything to add?
To what?
Well, he's out of fucking...
He's out of my shit. That's the last one.
How's your butthole?
Oh, yeah. Well, since there's...
Update!
Update? Yeah, recap. Since yeah, you guys...
Let's get butthole updates.
All right.
Breaking news!
Yeah, listen to this. I got a
Scott's
story.
Scott's got the details.
Hey, hold on. Listen, I got a story about my visit to the ER a couple days ago.
We already had that for the live stream, though.
He's telling.
I'm going to tell it again, because Dave's here. Everyone's here. The whole gang, the whole class is here. I'll tell you the story. Listen to this shit. All right.
Scott thinks...
I'll get to that. So anyway, I had a
tickle.
I had pooping problems, right? It was not fun. It hurt to go to the bathroom, and more so than usual. And
it was comically really, spraying really, really shit bad. Everywhere, all over the bathroom.
Shut your face.
Like the toilet was brown painted.
It was real bad. So I was actually sent home from work, a job that I started recently. So I get to the ER because I was like. Fucking Chelsea was scaring me. She's a fucking she's
hello,
like
nurse.
She's like, you know, going to school to be a nurse. And she was just giving me all these crazy reasons like, oh, it could be this, it could be that. And I also looked online of how bad.
That's where you fucked up.
Like, Camel, here we go again.
As soon as you look
I'm
it up.
I'm glad you watched that episode, dude. But I'm quick recap. Anyway. I was like, fuck, I gotta go to the ER, I guess. I got insurance, fuck it, I'm going. Went to the ER,
You've been shitting your liver out, Scott.
Shitting your liver out? No. Apparently everything was good. They took blood, had to poop in like a little plastic bowl, like about this big. It was kind of weird.
Then stop.
Not to mention I was dealing with only female nurses and doctors, by the way, so that just made it even more.
One awkward. Of them has a poop fetish. She'll be able to hit her up.
That's
it
awesome.
Sounded like
it's
she
awesome.
Goes, she goes pooping this for me. Let me have your poop. She was like,
all right, cool.
Anyway, so I did that. First off, it smelled really bad. Like I pooped in this thing and it was
like
just
worse
bit,
than fucking dog shit.
Dude, it was bad. It was
bad.
Dog
shit.
Worse
than the
whole fucking
night.
Room smelled really bad. And then when I opened it up, I knew it was just like coming out, and I was like, "Oh, good God,
Scott!"
It's just like, "Oh, there it is, you're done." And I'm just like, "You know,
Scott.
I handed her my fucking poop." And
I
was like,
feel bad
God,
for
you.
Think how many fucking turns she's got.
Worse than the night, or worse than the first day you came to my apartment. And remember how bad
it
was?
It was up there. It was up there.
Oh shit! Wow,
that
was that
bad. Anyway,
dude, it was bad. John.
Anyway, so now here's the thing. They told me like if you're able to give a sample, we won't have to do the. You know, the finger dealio. So I pooped and I was like, thank fucking God I was able to go to the bathroom so they don't have to fucking do it, right? Yeah. So, but anyway, like, I go back to my room, or the fucking room, and I'm still only robe, that's it, you know, because they told me to take off all my clothes. I'm like, whatever. So I'm sitting there, I'm waiting, I'm like waiting forever. You know,
he's like, I guess I got time.
It's taking forever, and like, there's no service what? In hospitals.
He's like, I guess
fuck
I got
hospitals,
time.
Dude, I hate them. And anyway, then she comes in, the main doctor lady, and then another lady comes in. They fucking close the door behind them. And I was like,
we do
not. I already knew exactly. Once they shut that fucking door, I already knew it was happening.
We do two parts.
Closed the door, and I was like, oh boy.
You're bullshit
like, okay,
for
lay on your side.
Scott, wrap it up.
No, we can still do this, though. We can continue that.
Yeah, we're almost done. It's the end. It's like, lay on your side. I was like, oh, good Lord. So I laid on my side. I knew it was happening.
No!
I knew it was happening, right?
No!
It's alright. So I laid on my side.
Get out of here now!
Dude, it feels so weird.
What are you doing in my swamp?
Lady. Sounds like a great porno. Yeah, it does, Dave. But except the ladies didn't get fucked. I got fucked!
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's the one Dave talked about.
She opened up my booty cheeks, right? And almost none of that. Now, here's the thing. She like up to the first knuckle, right? They put it in. I was like, oh, that ain't bad. And I'm not joking. I'm not fucking the same. No, she went. That's bad. Right up to the fucking.
She went light speed my butthole.
Started checking around the inside of my. Freaking butt, and I was just like what she did, dude.
Inhaled and held it.
Yeah, inhaled and held my breath. I was like, oh my God. And then she went, bam! And And then she took it out.
Wait, so she didn't even ease it out? She didn't even ease it out. She just literally
ripped it out. She did not ease it out. She went in. First knuckle.
She like he was starting a chainsaw.
Jammed it in, checked, slipped it the fuck out. Like I was a goddamn card reader. Like she was reading a card. All right,
we're done with the episode. Deuces.